Iggy the Irk. Arg! Slimosaur. Written by Alan MacDonald and read by Clive Mantle.
Chapter 1. Boulder Ball. Iggy crouched down and rubbed dirt into the palms of his hands. He'd been looking forward to this day for weeks, imagining it, dreaming of it. The Junior Tribal Boulder Ball Tournament with his team, the Elks, as champions. Now they were minutes away from the final, and only one thing stood in his way: the Rhinos. The Rhinos were junior champions, and their captain was Snark, who happened to be Iggy's least favourite person in the world. Snark made no secret of the fact that he regarded Iggy as an annoying little pimple. Maybe it was because Iggy's uncle happened to be High Chief of the Irks, or maybe it was because he had what his dad called too many brains. Either way, Snark hated him with a vengeance. That's why the game they were about to play wasn't just important. It was a chance to settle an old score. Borg was waiting for the two captains at the boulder-off spot. It was typical, thought Iggy, that the referee for the final was Snark's dad. The Ugpire was selected by the tribal elders, and Borg just happened to be chief elder. Iggy glanced over at the crowd gathered at the edge of the pitch. It looked as if the whole tribe had turned out. Some of them had climbed trees to get a better view. It was a perfect day for Boulder Ball, with heavy black clouds and a steady drizzle. Iggy could see his mum and dad in the crowd, standing behind Chief Hammerhead and his daughter, Amelie. In front of Amelie was the Boulder Ball trophy, carved in the shape of a boulder. Iggy wondered if Amelie was supporting the Elks today. He wondered, too, if this time he would win the toss. In Boulder Ball, everything depended on it. Boulder Ball, a beginner's guide. The Irks claim they invented the sport of Boulder Ball, though the Blood Mug tribe play a similar game using the severed heads of their enemies. The rules, like most of the players, are pretty simple. 1. Two teams of six players attempt to roll the boulder into the opposing team's goal. The first team to score is the winner. 2. The boulder can be rolled by pushing, kicking, or belting it with long wooden clubs called yompers. 3. Goals are marked by two upright mammoth tusks called bone posts, spaced 10 to 20 paces apart, depending on who is doing the pacing. 4. Players are permitted to block a moving boulder by putting their yomper, or their body, in its path. This can result in injury, or even death. Dead players must be removed from the pitch before play may continue. 5. There are no fouls in Boulder Ball. 6. Team captains toss the lizard to decide who has choice of ends. This can prove decisive. See point 8. 7. Boulder off. A game starts with both teams standing behind their own bone posts. On the Ugpire's signal, both teams run for the boulder and try to push it towards their opponent's goal. 8. Pitch. Boulder Ball is played on a hill, giving the team who has the slope a big advantage. Records from the 50,001 to 50,000 BC season show that teams playing uphill lost 99% of all matches.